morning, you ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to come before you a third time in denial of the proposition that Pat is supposed to be affirming, but he continues to talk about my proposition, which I affirmed last time. I want to look at his chart 8.14, please. Now, here is his syllogism on confession. A Christian must confess a sin in order to be forgiven of it. That's not what 1 John 1:9 says. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Is it true that an individual does not confess his sins just because there is one sin of which he is guilty but he has not confessed? No. That individual still is an individual who confesses his sins, though he is ignorant of one sin, therefore does not know to confess. He is an individual who confesses his sins. And he is an individual whom God is faithful and just to forgive him of his sins and to cleanse him of all unrighteousness. All of his unrighteousness is cleansed by the blood of Christ, if he is an individual who is characterized by confession of sin, as well as an individual who walks in light in other respects, as I discussed yesterday. I want to say my end one. John says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful just to give us our sins. If this passage is a specific fact, thanks it is, God will not forgive us of any sin until we have confessed all of our sins. Now, I understand the consequence of a person's doctrine doesn't make it wrong. I'm not trying to point out that since the consequences are unpalatable to me, therefore I do not believe your doctrine. What I'm trying to point out is that Pat's position requires the impossible. And I don't believe God does require the impossible. Thus, if you have committed one sin of ignorance, you will not be forgiven of anything until you repent of and confess. Any sin you repent of and confess, unless and until you learn of that one sin you committed ignorantly. That's past position. I don't believe that. I don't remember saying what you said. I said last night at Jesus. But there were several witnesses there, and if they remember me saying that, I probably said it. I don't recall saying that. But I believe that he can receive forgiveness of sins done in ignorance if his attitude toward God's Word changes and he begins again to walk in the light. Alright, any sin that he committed while he was in darkness, if he begins again to walk in the light, even though he may not remember one particular sin that he committed during that time that he was walking in darkness. But now that's not what 1 John 1:7 says. 1 John 1:7 says, if we walk in the light, not if we begin again to walk in the light, as you believe, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, so we have fellowship one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ is uncleansed of us from all sin. I want to see that in 7, please. Now, Pat didn't reply to this, but I did mention it in my second negative. If Pat means, what does he mean by walking light? If Pat means more than meeting conditions of forgiveness, then something more than meeting conditions of forgiveness is required for cleansing those sins that are committed while walking in darkness. Remember he said, the sins that the blood of Christ cleanses you from if you walk in the light are sins that you committed while you were walking in darkness. Alright, now if that's the case then walking in the light merely means meeting conditions of forgiveness. But he won't say that. He won't admit that that's what it means. He doesn't say it. He says, no, it means doing what the Bible says. Alright, so if it means more than meeting conditions of forgiveness, then something more than meeting conditions of forgiveness is required for cleansing of those sins that were committed while walking in darkness. In other words, here you are, you're in darkness because you sin that thing. Alright, you realize that. You repent of that. You confess that. There's something else, parents, you've got to do before you'll be cleansed of it, because if walking light means more than meeting conditions of forgiveness. But if that means no more than meeting conditions of forgiveness, then only those who are meeting conditions of forgiveness are walking in the light. And thus, if you are not meeting conditions of forgiveness right now, you're not walking in the light according to the text. If that means no more than means the business of forgiveness. Either way, Pat does not know the difference between conditions of maintaining fellowship with God and conditions of restoring fellowship with God. Now, he makes a difference, but he doesn't know the difference. Pat thinks the difference between conditions of maintaining fellowship with God and conditions of restoring fellowship with God, he says. Then in order to maintain fellowship with God, you've got to walk in the light. And when he says that, by the way, he means you've got to do everything the Bible says, never sin. But then when he says that conditions of restoring fellowship with God are walking in the light, then he means meeting conditions of forgiveness. So really he means something different when he talks about walking in the light as a condition of maintaining fellowship than he means when he talks about walking around condition of restoring fellowship with God. So John is not talking about restoring fellowship in 1 John. He's talking about maintaining fellowship with God. 2 John 7 through 9. Now I want to look at that in its context. I said that the doctrine of instrumental music is outside the doctrine of promise. But I did not say that if an individual happens to, in his ignorance, commit or sing a song, hymn, or a spiritual song to the accompaniment of instrumental music, he's outside of the promise. Now notice the context here, 2 John 7 through 9. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and antichrist. Alright, he's not a true believer. Not walking in the light. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have lost, but that we receive a full reward. Be careful with these deceivers who are not true believers. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. Again, that's talking about the person who is not abiding in the light. That's talking about the person who is abiding in darkness. That's the person in the context who is a deceiver who confesses not that Jesus Christ is the Son of the flesh. He said, here's how you'll recognize those people. They transgress, they do not abide in the doctrine of Christ. They don't teach the doctrine of Christ. They teach something other than the doctrine of Christ. And it may be that they're just simply not believing in Jesus' deity. Or maybe some other aspect of the doctrine of Christ is not abiding in. He's talking here about those who confess not that Jesus is in the flesh. The deceivers, etc. That's who he's talking. He's not talking about the individual who is trying to be the child of God, by the way. I'm not defending. I'm not defending people in denominational churches who are ignorant about something. I grew up in the Baptist church. I was ignorant about a lot of things. I was misled about a lot of things. I was deceived on the plan of salvation. I thought all you had to do was believe and ask you to commit your heart. But you know, I never was deceived in this thing. I never heard and argued to justify any of you while I was in that. I wouldn't have seen that. I just never gave it to you. Never heard it in the banking market. But when somebody started studying the Bible with me and that came up, and I could see that that was wrong. And I knew that if I was going to be a Christian, I wasn't going to be able to sing songs in the spiritual form to instrumental accompaniment. Why? Because I had repented. I had made up my mind before becoming a Christian that I would turn from sin. I want to see his end point 20. But
by which all you're saved, and I'll give you keep in memory of what I preached unto you. Keep in memory of just some of what I preached.
Then, if that's not the anecdotal recall, I don't know what that
is. No, he's not saying you got to keep in mind and remember for total recall everything I said to you. He's talking about the thing as a whole. And then he goes on and talks about the death, burial, resurrection, and the cross. And so, yes. Keep in memory what he preached unto you. That doesn't mean you have to have total recall. But this shows that his position does, by that sense, imply that total recall is the man. He also talks about 2 Timothy 2:15, notwithstanding she shall be saved in childbearing, if they continue in faith, charity, and holiness with Christ. Continue in all three, or just one or two, you know. And she's got to continue in all three. Alright? Faith, true believing, charity, that's genuine loving. Holiness, that's right. That's how the time walking in life begins with. Now, if she doesn't continue in all three, she's not walking in life. Let me ask you, what if she doesn't bear children? What if she doesn't bear children? And 2 Peter 1:10, if you do these things, you can never fall. Do just some of these. No, you got to do them all. He says, I admit, he doesn't say it on this chart,
that some will fall in and they don't die. I've never said that. Never said that. Sins that are forgiven are the same sins that are confessed. No, that's not necessarily the case. We must assume the grace helmet all sins unless it can be shown otherwise. Just like put away in Matthew 19:9, includes all put away people like put away fornicators except those that can be shown to be excluded. It cannot be shown in 1 John 1:9-8. It does not include sins of ignorance or any other sin for that matter. Remember, I didn't go to 1 John 1:9. I went to 1 John 1:7.
We can walk in the light, see the light, but we have fellowship with one another. Blood of Jesus Christ is unstained with us from all sin. He said, how can I prove that a way is a theory of the back?
Alright, now, you admitted that when you said that a person isn't walking in the light every time he does something wrong. A right act does not constitute in of itself a right work. And so, and likewise, a wrong act does not in itself constitute a wrong way. I want to see his N22, please. I can talk about attitude now. Just because the person claims to have a right attitude, that doesn't mean he does. No, I have no doubt in my mind that anybody who told that dirty joke didn't have a right attitude. From his comment to you, he knew that that was wrong in his attempt to justify what was not a sin of ignorance. He knew it was wrong. And besides, you don't know a person's attitude, and I don't always know a person's attitude. God does. So God can judge an individual by his attitude. Even though I am not generally to do that. I'm not to his end point 24, please. We tend to be forgiven in the other this way. Any sin of which is ignorant, it is walking in the light. And we should debate probably whether an individual could possibly be ignorant of some of these things. I believe that it's possible for an individual to be ignorant of abortion being wrong. I believe it's possible. But I don't believe it's possible for a person to be ignorant. Not a person that's old enough to respond to the gospel of God's gospel. I don't believe that. But I could be wrong about that. If I'm wrong about that, then yeah. If he's walking in the light, he will be cleansed of all sin. And 1 John 1:7 is the passage. And again, we can debate on whether that's even possible here. But all it is an emotional plea. Trying to put me in the defense of homosexual, and I will not defend them. End point 25, please. End point 25. I'm now hardship. I grew up in the missionary Baptist church. I never was a member of the hardship Baptist church. And yes, see, can you come find? What about Christians who are ignorant of hard without and how they're going to be saved? Simon, I asked him, seek and ye shall find. I believe if they seek, they'll find. Yes, I believe that. Matthew 7:7 talks about it. But 1 John 1:7 also says, if we walk in the light, as in the light, we have fellowship one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Is the elect going to be saved anyway? If I go preach to them, well, I don't believe the elect are going to be saved anyway. If Christians are going to be excused because of ignorance and blind teeth, so they can turn from sin. In fact, the longer an individual is in sin, and I explain this to you, the longer a person is in sin, the harder it's going to be for him to turn from sin when he learns that he is sin. And he may learn it to sin 5 years later if you don't tell him that. But 5 years later, he might not have the inclination to turn from it, whereas he might now. And so, yes, it's dangerous to allow an individual to get. I don't believe that ignorance is bliss. But you carry the evil that God will withhold a young Christian from sinning if he has truly not had time to learn that particular act he is contemplating is sinning. In John 2:10, I want to look at that right quick. I don't have that scripture on the chart, but I do want to look at that. And I'm sorry to give the ease in my first or second negative. I'm trying to get to as many of them as I can. Whosoever shall keep the whole law, everything in one point, he is guilty of all. But I believe that passage, but he is dealing here with people who know the law. He's dealing with people who were guilty of showing respect of persons, and when they should have known better than that. And so he talks about all of that. Verse 7, do not they blaspheme that word in the name of this your God? If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thyself, thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. If ye have respect for persons, you commit sin or commit a law of transgression. He talks about people who don't have genuine love. And so they're not walking in the light. I talked about that last night. They don't have genuine love. All right, let's see here. So here's an individual. Here are people that are not walking in the light that are under consideration.
I want to see